So it's 29 minutes to 7 on RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelas. We're just going to briefly press pause on Pause Fest and check in at Parliament House in Canberra, where there have just been a few developments bubbling away today, otherwise known as a lot of activity. Andrew Probyn, the West Australian's federal political editor, joins me from Capitol Hill. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Patricia.
We were expecting Martin Parkinson to deliver his report on Stuart Roberts' 2014 Chinese holiday today. Any sign of it yet?
Well, I think it has got to the Prime Minister's office. I think that there was a bit of inconvenience caused by the Warren Truss resignation and also the activity involving Andrew Robb. There was a lot of focus on those two today, so I think the judgment was made to delay any decision on Stuart Roberts' future until tomorrow. I mean, there is a chance that it'll come out late tonight, so I think that there might have been a decision not to give it to the Prime Minister, or the Prime Minister, if he did get it in his office, he didn't look at it until it was way too late for any decision before question time. I think that's the sort of state of play we're at. There is talk that he might have been, this is Stuart Robert, might have been cleared in some sort of technical way of ministerial code of conduct breach. But, I mean, that's just, that was the early word.
Okay, no, so there is an early word that if he's cleared, though, I mean, we saw an intense blowtorch approach, really, by the Labor Party in question time today on the government and on the Prime Minister. For at this stage, standing by the minister, what implications would there be if it does clear him? Can the Prime Minister really maintain him as a minister now?
Well, I mean, if I was going to say that this early word seemed completely extraordinary. I mean, it looks very much like very poor judgment from a minister of the Crown to be acting this fashion. So if there's a technical clearance, then the question then goes to whether Malcolm Turnbull can afford to have him still in the ministry. So I think that the process would be that there would be a meeting of the sub-cabinet, as there was in the case of Jamie Briggs, and then it goes back to the Prime Minister. He has to make the final decision. But look, this is a pretty awful judgment, as I said, and it not only exposes this kind of the tickling of the political underbelly by very rich donors, but it also exposes the decisions that some politicians make to respond to that tickle.
I just want to move to the other big story. 8 o'clock tonight, the Nationals party room is meeting to vote for a new leader who will then become the new Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Does he have the numbers?
Can you believe it? He does have the numbers, and he will become Deputy Prime Minister. So this is going to be such an interesting moment in the Turnbull government. Now, assuming that Malcolm Turnbull wins the next election, we're going to have a partnership here that could make or break them. You've got a very colourful character. You've got someone in Barnaby Joyce who turned up to Tony Abbott's flat in late 2009, just the day before the leadership spat. If you remember, there's a leadership count, and Tony Abbott defeated Malcolm Turnbull by one. He was so encouraging of Tony Abbott winning, he had to, you know, avert his eyes, because Tony Abbott approached the door and came to it wearing just a pair of underpants. And anyway, so, you know, he's gone through the toil of that to be a big, big backer of Tony Abbott. Now he has to be a deputy prime minister to Malcolm Turnbull, the one he hoped would be brought down because of his support for the emissions trading scheme. So it's amazing how things come around, and this will be a relationship that Malcolm Turnbull has to manage quite carefully.
That's right. It'll be very interesting to watch that relationship. Who's going to take that role of deputy leader of the Nats, because that's the one that's going to be very hard fought for, isn't it?
Well, this is the one that even the Nats have no bloody idea.
No, they don't, do they?
Because a whole stack of people are going for it. I mean, even a fellow called Keith Pitt, and most people go, well, who's Keith Pitt? Well, he's a Yeah, good question. He's a Queensland. He's a Queensland Nat, and
but there's a reason, isn't there, Andrew Proven? That
there is
all
a
going
good reason,
for it, which is their positioning for the ultimate leadership. I mean, if you're deputy, you put yourself
by convention,
in the box
seat. Yeah, by convention, if you're deputy Nationals leader, then you go straight into cabinet. There's a reason why Keith Pitt is a bit of a smoky, and that is that the Queensland Nats, in particular, believe that they're underrepresented in the ministry. So he will be, I think, the only Queenslander who puts his name forward for the deputy position, and therefore he might get a few votes. But you know, you've got a whole lot of other people who are better known. Fiona Nash, she will, whatever happens, I think tonight, go into cabinet in some form or the other. Whether it's because she is deputy, I don't know. Michael McCormack, well, the Joyce people think that Michael McCormack in showing a bit of leg when it came to the actual leadership might have harmed his chances at becoming deputy. So it's this fight's really a lot more fascinating than the one for leader.
It is. And just finally, just briefly, Kate Jenkins has been appointed our new sex discrimination commissioner, taking over from Elizabeth Broderick. Her term expired a couple of months ago, 5 months ago. What's this all about? Is she an unexpected choice?
Well, I don't know about unexpected, but she's certainly being, she's well regarded. She'd be more familiar to the Victorian listeners than the national listeners, having been head of the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. So, her name isn't Peter Credlin, and that's one name that was being thrown
yes,
around.
It was.
So, it does, however, go back to this this question, the broader question about the commission, and that is whether they do the pressure continues to increase the number of the total commission to seven, to include the commissioner who was dumped, and that was of course in relation to the. What was it? Who was dumped, Patricia? I've lost my train of thought here.
Who stopped laughing. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at you. You're talking about the Disability
Discrimination
Commissioner, Graeme Innes, yes.
Exactly.
Now, here Graeme I am. Innes I'm here was, to help.
You are. Now, he was controversially, his position was not filled, and that question will become one, I reckon, for the election.
It'll be fascinating to watch. Andrew Proben, thanks for coming on the program. Speak to you again soon.
Thanks, PK.
And that's Andrew Proben. He's the West Australian's federal political editor, and I'm pressing, unpause now. We're not pausing anymore. We're going unpause. He was giving us the latest in Canberra. Lots happening tonight, and there you go. Barnaby Joyce, very likely to be the new Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Nationals.